الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وقال تعالى والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama ikram, elders, brothers and sisters that may be listening over the receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Praise and shukr be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us another opportunity to gather in His house for His remembrance and in order to achieve the objective and the purpose of our lives. As believers, we all know the purpose of our lives. We don't need to go to any fancy philosophies. We don't need to go and study different theories. We know very, very clearly what is the purpose of our lives. In the verses of the Quran Sharif which I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exhorts us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to reflect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to reflect. In the verses of the closing verses of Surah Hashr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O those who have believed, ittaqullah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we say fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it simply means that become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they translate this as become the friend. How do you become anyone's friend? You be loyal. You be loyal to them. And in the context of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to do and stay away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to stay away from. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. And today I thought this is the focus of the discussion, of the reminder to myself firstly and to each and every one of us. These verses of the Quran Sharif are asking us to reflect upon a very, very important thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, let every soul, وَلْتَنْظُرْ, there's emphasis in it, let every soul reflect on what it has sent forth for tomorrow. Let every soul reflect on what it has sent forth for tomorrow. Now if we have to look at the age that we are in, the bulk of our time, what is it going in? Most of our time, the pressures, the demands, the dictates of the modern life, the age of the information revolution now, the age of the AI, the artificial intelligence, what is it that is sapping away our time like anything? The first and foremost, most of our time goes in what to an extent it is necessary also. It is not only permissible, it is encouraged by the Sharia to the extent of earning a halal livelihood. But for the bulk of us, it may become the sole purpose and the sole focus of our existence, the focus on our livelihood. And that ends up taking part the most of our thoughts, most of our worries, most of our concerns, most of the stresses also, they're relating to the dunya, to our livelihood. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith, he said, Allahumma la taj'alid dunya akbara hammina, wa la mablagha ilmina. He said, Oh Allah, don't make dunya my biggest worry. Don't make dunya my biggest worry. So this is the one thing, and as human beings we can understand the pressures, the challenges that is there. It's a constant tussle and a struggle. So we must make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, to an extent we can say, yes, the worry and the concern of livelihood is within reason, within moderation, it is something that is understandable, it is something that where there's a need, then a person has to engage and be concerned and make efforts for his livelihood, because this is the system of this dunya. But then we have another aspect which takes out, or other areas which sap away at this capital that we've got, and that is the wasting of time in futile activities. Futile activities. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the one hand, in the various verses that I've recited, Allah is asking us, reflect on what you've sent forth for tomorrow. If we have to put it in the context of how we understand things, then Allah Ta'ala is saying, just make sure you're checking your balances, your net worth in the hereafter. How much of transfers, how much of your wealth have you built? We all plan for our retirement in this dunya. Do we plan for the retirement in the akhirat? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مِثْلُ أَحَدِكُمْ يَضَعُ إِصْبَعَهُ فِي الْيَمِّ فَلْيَنْظُرْ بِمَا يَرْجِحِ. The comparison of the dunya is not but like. In other words, it's not even like this. It's not even like the following example which he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. He said, like a person goes into the ocean and he dips his finger into the ocean. The proportion of water that sticks to his finger is the likeness of the dunya in relation to the akhirah. Compared to the water that is left in the ocean, that is the likeness of the akhirah. In actual fact, if you think about it, there is no comparison, because there can be no mathematical comparison between something that is limited and unlimited. So then it does beg the question that how much of planning have we done? How much of planning? And when we say planning, alhamdulillah, we all get the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq. We come for salah, we perform all of the actions that are required from us. But Allah Ta'ala, in this verses of the Quran Sharif, He's asking us to reflect. So it's a deliberate process of planning and reflection. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. What is your plan? What is your retirement plan for the hereafter? Have we reflected over it? And believe it or not, brothers, as much as they are precious, but there's a lot of time gets wasted in different things. We are discussing, and it's a reflection. I'm also reflecting on myself. If we are in that challenge, that time that is going away. So one is it goes away in futile. What are the futile activities of today? The easiest one, the biggest one, is the free apps that we all see. We all feel it's free. It's not free, brother. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَةُ وَالْفَرَاغِ. Two blessings which people are being basically we are being taken for a ride with regards to their value. مَغْبُونٌ is a word which describes when a person who is buying or selling, when a buyer overpays for something, or when a purchaser overpays for something, or when a seller sells something at far below its true value. So it's a contract of exchange. We're giving our time for something, but what we're getting in return, those few flicks on the social medias and the TikToks and the Facebooks and whatever else are all the apps that are out there. So this is sapping away our time. We need to be alert to it. That app may be free, but our time is not free. That time could have been used to convert into, send forth into actions in the hereafter, which we'll try and discuss some aspects. Then another aspect which has become, unfortunately, it's become like a habit and it's a weakness from an individual level, from a community level, from a family gathering perspective. It is the tendency that we all have to start talking about something that is unnecessary, some controversy that none of us is the wiser. We don't have the knowledge about something, but all of us will be talking, will be relating something that will be happening. We'll spend time complaining about something that we don't have the control. Now, I'm not saying that we mustn't spend time if there is an issue where someone has true valuable guidance to impart, there is knowledge there, then definitely we must hear that. And we must make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we're living in an age of controversy also. Many, many things. There's a lot of controversy. This one says this, whether it be at a political level, whether it be at a community level, whether it be family matters. Sometimes, the truth is hidden. The truth can be a little bit, it's hazy. So we must make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather than engaging in these futile activities and controversies and discussions. Save that time, brother. This is your capital. Save that time. This is your capital. Transfer it to the hereafter. It takes seconds to transfer. Billions and trillions worth of the wealth of the hereafter can be transferred in those seconds. Save that time and transfer it to the hereafter. Make amal on this ayat. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. What can we can do? We can make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, He said, وَالسُبْحَانَ وَالْحَمْدُ تَمْلَوْ أَوْ تَمْلَآنِ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Simply saying Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah will fill between the earth and the sky of reward. Who's saying this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying this in Sahih Ahadith. So what basis do we, especially when we don't have any knowledge about something, to engage in hours and hours and other futile discussions? Abdullah, Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, Yabna Adam innama anta ayyam fa idha dhahaba yawmun dhahaba ba'duk. Oh believers, your very essence is time. Your very essence is time. If one day of yours has gone, then it's like one part of you has dissipated. Every day, 86,400 seconds of hours get cut away from our life. Calculate it, how many days on average a person is living. It's a finite number. It's a finite number. That number is dissipating every day. And we got to ask ourselves, like a businessman will say, what's my turnover for the period, for the quarter, for the month? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also exhorts us in the Quran Sharif in many places, not one place. Many places the example of building the wealth of the hereafter is given in the context of profit and loss. Many places, because that's what we understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the verses of the Quran which I recite, Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. By the token of time, man is at loss. This is not talking about the financial loss, it's talking about the loss of the hereafter. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Except those that believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the prerequisite for salvation in the hereafter. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And do good deeds. And do good deeds. So let's save that time. It's so precious time. And what can we do then? There's so many things that a person can engage with and build that wealth for the hereafter. Build that wealth for the hereafter. If we have to reflect over the different avenues that a person can build wealth, because today they'll say you go, you sit with your retirement planner or your financial advisor. You got your financial advisor. You can reflect, you can go and sit with the ulama and plan your akhirat. Plan your akhirat, brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhaakum al-takathur hatta zurtumul maqabir. As human beings, this is a tendency, it is a challenge that we are all going to face and we face. It comes in the Quran Sharif. Alhaakum al-takathur. This constant vying for more and more and more in everything, whether it be wealth and material or influence or whatever, power. It has diverted us until we reach the qabr. Until we reach the qabr. So, what can we do practically? The first thing we can do, dear brothers and elders, is recognize and make a firm resolve that we will not make this dunya our priority. We will not make this our priority. It is Allama Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, the great compiler of and muhaddith, in his kitab, famous kitab Riyadus Salihin, in the opening, in the introduction, he gives an example. He says, "Inna lillahi ibadan futana." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has some very intelligent servants. طلقوا الدنيا وخافوا الفتنة. They have distanced themselves away from the dunya because they feared the trials and tribulation. They feared getting entangled, engrossed. But that distancing doesn't mean that we hide away and we cut ourselves and go and live away in a mountain. This is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us. He says, جَعَلُوهَا لُجَّةً. They treat it like a ship that is in water. وَاتَّخَذُوا صَالِحَ الْأَعْمَالِ فِيهَا سُفُنًا. Such a beautiful metaphor. He said that ship, it needs the water to sail and to reach its destination. But if the water comes inside the ship, what's going to happen to that ship? And they use that ship, this life of the dunya, through good deeds to reach the destination and reach the akhirah. So the first thing we can do is resolve that. It's a decision that we can make, each and every one of us sitting here, that we will implement the command that is in this verse of the Quran Sharif, وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Let's reflect, what have we done for tomorrow? Let's reflect on that. Then the second thing we can do is we can protect our time. Be very, 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 very miserly when it comes. When I say miserly, I mean with regards to wasting of time. Because remember, Rasulullah said that that is something that people give it away too easily. That time is being given away too easily. See, what am I getting for it in lieu of what I'm giving? If I'm giving a second of my life, what am I getting in lieu of it? Is it benefiting me something of need in this world? Very well. Is it benefiting me something in the hereafter? More important? And if it's neither of the two, then rather put it into something that is going to be beneficial. What is the need for engaging hours on end in controversy, and sometimes it ends up in ghibat? Nevertheless, just to come back very quickly, when we were speaking about controversy, this dua we should make very frequently. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa. Oh Allah, show us the truth as truth. Meaning, don't let the truth be hazy for us. Let it be very, very clear, because we're living in an age of misinformation, fake news, so many things. So many people will tell you so many things. And we can be easily carried away. So we must be very, very alert to information that's out there. People may say something, hearsay happens. Make this dua. وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلَ. So Rasulullah made this dua. He said, oh Allah, show me the truth, or show us the truth as truth, and give us the tawfiq. Make it part of my rizq, my rozi. Because rozi is something that a person will get, and he will get definitely before he leaves this world. So in other words, enable me definitely that I must recognize the truth before I leave this world. وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلَ وَارْزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابَ. And show me the falsehood as false, and enable us to stay away from this falsehood. So we were reflecting, then once we have resolved to make our hereafter the priority, once we have resolved not to let our time just be spent away, it's a capital. Imagine someone takes all the capital, they just start distributing it away. You'd say something wrong with him. Something wrong if you're just going to go and give away your capital. This is the capital. It is the capital of the hereafter, brothers. So now how do we invest that capital? How do we invest? And this is the third decision that we have to make sitting here, is there has to be a proactive and a deliberate manner in how we plan our akhirat. One is, you can go about doing things ad hoc, you carry on. It's not that you won't. But you ask a person, you'll say, you know, you analyze in the dunya also, we'll say, look, a certain person, hey, he did very well. He said, no, he was very organized. From the time he was studying, he had his vision planned out. He's got his vision. He knows, I'm going to study for so many years, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to be in so-and-so's company, and I'm building up my... We do that for a mere life of 60, 70, 80, if you're lucky, 90 years. And what about for the hereafter? So there are many, many things that we can plan. And I would advise myself and each and every one of us to be blessed with that tawfiq. If we take this advice seriously, then let us write it down. Write it down that, listen, as far as my salah goes, salah is a huge ocean that a person can achieve connection and build huge net worth in the hereafter. And there's no limitation by which family you come from or what influence you got. When you walk into the masjid and you have a few minutes before the salah, or you may perform your wudu and you walk to the masjid and you read 2 rakat salah to tahiyatul masjid, or you perform tahiyatul wudu, or when you arrive at work in the morning, usually we'll arrive in the morning 7:30, 8 o'clock. How difficult is it to read 2 rakat salah? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that morning salah, it is like an expression of shukr for each and every joint in the body that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. What about the tahajjud salah? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was part of his daily practice. In fact, the ulama have written, قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, because of this verse of the Quran Sharif, the tahajjud salah was actually farz upon Rasulullah. Not farz for us, but still, if we have that vision of building a significant net worth in the hereafter, then these are the things that we have to do. So salah is a very, very key part. Salah. Then the next aspect that we can plan, and dear brothers, if we must write it down that this is what I want to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for us to make amal on that. write down that I will read every day when I walk, when I get into my place of business, I will read. After the Isha Salah, after the witr of, or the sunnah of Isha Salah, I will read 2 rakat extra nafil Salah. Whatever other nawafil or mustahabbat that we can engage in with this deliberate plan of fulfilling the dictates of this verse of the Quran Sharif, وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. That ma, it's just a two-letter word in Arabic, ma, what? But we're discussing what is this what? There's a lot. You know, a person says in his net worth, he'll say, I got properties, I got shares, I got gold and silver. Allah bless each and every one of us with halal. But Allah bless us more with the wealth of the akhirat. There is the wealth of salah that we spoke about. Then there is the wealth of zikr. The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a powerful way of earning the wealth of the hereafter. The one advice that, the one hadith that I already quoted, another hadith that comes to mind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that afdalu dhikri la ilaha illallah. The best remembrance is la ilaha illallah. The ulama and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the person who says la ilaha illallah 100 times in the day, then his face will shine like the full moon on the day of Qiyamah. So the ulama have written, what does this mean? What does it mean for a person's face to shine like the full moon on the day of Qiyamah? It means that he will be given the tawfiq to do those actions that will enable his face to shine like that. In other words, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that is creates that stamina, that spiritual stamina within a person to resist the sins and the temptations, the haram temptations of the life of this world. So what a great way, and such an easy, it doesn't require that a person be in wudu or be any free moments. You're driving in the car, you're sitting amongst people, you don't have to say, there's nothing to be spoken about. So this is a very, very easy way to build our net worth for the hereafter. Then there is the aspect of our sadaqat. What can we say, brothers, that we are living in a country that has blessed, we are blessed with so many things. So much of ease and comfort that we are blessed with, yet at the same time we all are aware that we are living in a very unequal, one of the most unequal countries in the world. So if we have a systematic approach to being able to assist others with our wealth, one is we do it ad hoc. And we're not talking about the farz here. We are talking about the nafil, and those actions where we actually care and we have concern for others. In the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this. He says, فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَ. Why is it that we refrain from climbing up the steep hill? In other words, why is it that we stay away from those things that go contrary to our tabiat, our natural inclination? Wealth, by its nature, is something that a person wants to hold on to. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَ. Why is it that we don't want to climb that, do something that is a little bit difficult on us? And then He asks us, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَ. What will make you understand what is this steep path? Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, فَكُّ رَقَبَ أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبَ يَتِيمًا ذَا مَقْرَبَ أَوْ مِسْكِينًا ذَا مَتْرَبَ. All of these things saying that emancipating the person that is in slavery. Tell me, brothers, when a person is earning a mere minimum wage and 50-60% of your income goes in just your transport and your accommodation, then is that not a kind of modern slavery? Is it not something that we as believers who have so much of surplus, and believe me, we have surplus. We have a lot of surplus. And we shouldn't even look down upon the smallest thing that we can do. الذين يلمزون المتطوعين من المؤمنين في الصدقات والذين لا يجدون إلا جهدهم. So the smallest thing that we can do every day to be assisting, every day make it your routine that I will be helping. I'll help 5 people or 10 people or 1 person. I can give 1 khajur, whatever I can do. I can give 1 slice of bread to someone. Give 1 slice of bread. Build your akhirat with that. Build your akhirat. And that is at an individual level. Then at a societal level, there are things that we can do. That same time that we're going to save from engaging in controversies and worrying about what's going to happen and how, what's the problems with ESCOM and all of that we can't influence. If we can influence, by all means, sit and discuss and work out and go and have an impact. But if we can't, then In one hadith, it reminds me, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ هَوًا مُتَّبَعًا وَشُحًا مُطَاعًا وَإِعْجَابُ كُلِّ ذِي رَأْيٍ بِرَأْيِهِ فَعَلَيْكَ بِخَاسَّةِ نَفْسِكَ وَدَعَنْكَ أَمْرَ الْعَوَامِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you see certain signs in the world, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ شُحًا مُطَاعًا, when you see an unwavering submission to miserliness, that human beings are so consumed with themselves, that day and night it's only about themselves, that we become blinded to the realities that are around us. Shuhan muta'. It means we just headlong concerned about ourselves. Wahawan muttaba'an, and desires that are needlessly followed. We are madly following our desires. Wa i'jabu kulli dhi ra'yin bi ra'yin, every person is impressed with their own opinion. Everyone has got their own view, and they think that theirs is a very, 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 very intellectual and very, very intelligent opinion. We all opinionated. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَعَلَيْكَ بِخَاسَّةِ نَفْسِكَ. He gave the sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum. He said to them, by then that time is the time to focus on your akhirat. Focus on building your akhirat. It doesn't mean, don't misunderstand this, those of us that have the opportunity in the appropriate way, in the appropriate manner to guide, for example, a father in the home or a teacher in the school, anyone who needs to give guidance, make amar bil ma'ruf and nahi in the right way, we must do that. But generally, to be engaging, it is for us, this hadith is for us at this time, that we get so engrossed and then we think that we've achieved. And if we look back, what have we achieved from a personal perspective in that time, from a community or from a family perspective? Have we moved forward? Have we made an impact? We haven't. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. There are many, many avenues. The avenue of salah to grow our net worth in the hereafter. We spoke about the avenue of our monetary ibadah, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those of us, you know, it's so beautiful, our deen. Even just being nice to people, just smiling. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and I'll end on this note, to show you how easy it is to build our akhirat. He says, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Don't look down upon even the smallest good action. ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق. Even if it's just meeting a brother and smiling. Just smiling and meeting a person in a nice demeanor, in a nice way. This also with that niyat, that I'm doing a good deed, this is a way of gaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.